Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Chuck Oliver Show podcast is presented by Larceny Bourbon. So smooth, it's criminal. Larceny reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
In the South, it's always college football season. And the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Southern Sports Today proudly presents The Chuck Oliver Show. It's an inside look at everything college football. Now live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's time to talk college football with the reigning king of college football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
Georgia is not winning a championship with Stetson Bennett at quarterback. It is the Chuck Oliver Show on a Tuesday, and while you may think that exact thing, you can't win with that guy. I'm going beyond, actually, I said just the visual. I don't care about the visual. I don't care if he's 5'2". I don't care if he is Doug Flutie and he's got to get a stepladder and a rangefinder to try to heave one into the end. I don't care about how he looks or sounds or anything. And by the way, nothing wrong with how he sounds. I don't care anything about him. Jersey number, history, none of it. I can tell you that Georgia isn't winning a championship with Stetson Bennett at quarterback. And the reason I want to say this today isn't because of what you may have already arrived at. Now, again, we're going to talk just honest stuff here. All right, we're all adults. Almost everyone who has watched Stetson Bennett played quarterback looked at him and went, oh, you can't win with that kid. He's too small. Chuck's hand is up. I said that. I thought it was great news for Auburn when I knew. After what happened at Arkansas, how could you go to Stetson Bennett or DeJuan Mathis or do it in front of the rest of the team and essentially say, hey, how you play on the field doesn't matter at all. Recruiting ranking, that's what matters. They weren't going to do that. I thought it was good news. It wasn't good news, not for my team. Because Stetson Bennett played really well against Arkansas. He played really well against Auburn. For the most part, played really well against Tennessee. He did not play well against Alabama. He made some throws in the first half, and then things got a lot more difficult, like right before halftime. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm telling you Georgia isn't winning a championship with Stetson Bennett at quarterback because what I saw on the field, not what I saw on the sidelines or with a measuring tape or anything else. Now, the reason I think it's important to talk about this, it's because of so much of what I heard from Georgia and coaches and players and whoever else, commentators, media folks. Hey, all of Georgia's goals still out in front of them. Not with Stetson Bennett at quarterback, they're not. Well, Chuck, if it's not just the visual, what is it? In the second half versus Alabama, Stetson Bennett went 6-for-15, 92 yards, no touchdowns, 2 picks. Championship quarterbacks don't have halves like that. Ever. Regardless of opponent, setting, situation, or anything else. Championship quarterbacks do not have halves of games where they are 6-of-15 for 92 yards, no scores, and 2 turnovers. If you have that half, that means you aren't a championship quarterback. Because you know who you have to play on the way to winning a championship? Other championship caliber teams, plural, which it has never been. If Stetson Bennett played in 1991, I will say as late as 1991, somehow there's a DeLorean, you send him back there. It was just the 11 regular season games. There was no SEC title game, and you got to a bowl, which even if you were undefeated and ranked number one in America, do you know who you could face in the bowl game in 1991? A 3-loss Notre Dame team. A 4-loss Texas A&M, it didn't matter. Hey, we're 11-0. We're going to New Orleans. We're in the Sugar Bowl. Who are we going to play? Well, the number 2 team's in the Big 10, so they'll be at the Rose Bowl. The number 3 team is in the Big 8. They'll be in the orange. The number four, you went through this, and it's like, all right, so who do we get? Well, we'll either get the ACC champion with three losses, or we'll get the third team out of the old Southwest. All right, Stetson Bennett, you can win a title. Stetson Bennett and any team he plays for, any quarterback, I'll take even Stetson Bennett out of it. If you've got a 6-for-15, 92 yards and two interceptions in you and a half, that means you can't beat a team in a conference championship and then two playoff games. You can't win those games. Championship quarterbacks don't have halves like that, and he just did. Well, it was on the road, and they're playing Bama. It'll be in a tough setting, I promise you. It'll be against a great opponent, I promise you. And this isn't just random, general championship quarterbacks. You know, sometimes we talk about just like we label this nebulous floating out in the ether sort of, well, that's not a championship quarterback. All right, well, what's a championship quarterback? I'll do you one better. I'll tell you who is a championship quarterback. Cam Newton was. I'll just look at the past 10 years. Cam Newton never went 6-for-15 for 92 yards with two turnovers and a half. A.J. McCarron? A.J. McCarron wouldn't have been the quarterback the next week if he did that. And he didn't win a title. He won two titles. Jameis Winston? Uh-uh. Cardale Jones or J.T. Barrett, or who was the third quarterback? Was that Braxton that year for a minute?
J.T. Barrett.
They had a third quarterback.
Braxton got hurt preseason.
That's right. That's David. Been waiting. You finally 2.5 years, brother.
Hey, Buckeye. It's my Buckeye knowledge, man. What can I say?
Jacob Coker never had a half like that in rec league, in high school, with the Tide, in his NFL tryouts. Like, I don't know. He went to pro day with the Jets. Jacob Coker never went 6-for-15. Deshaun Watson, hush your mouth. Tua? Tua had a nightmare when he was in like 8th grade. You know what the nightmare was? He went 6-for-15 and a half with two interceptions. He woke up, oh God, I got to pay better attention at quarterback camp this summer. Whew. Oh, Tua, what's wrong? Oh, I had a dream. What was it about? I went 6-for-15. Perform an exorcism. Trevor Lawrence, say the words. Okay, seriously, say the words. You're the biggest Georgia fan. Out of all the big Georgia fans, you're the biggest. You're Stetson Bennett's dad. Whoever. You're his high school coach. Say the words. Hey, see the Clemson game? Trevor went 6-for-15 for 92 yards and two turnovers. Joe Burrow? I'm just going to say Joe Burrow. You think about that stat line. In fact, how about this? Dan, you're an LSU. You grew up in an LSU house. You're an LSU fan.
That's correct.
If I break down Stetson Bennett's second half literally into any individual one of those numbers, don't they all fall short of what Burrow – like, did Joe Burrow ever have a half with only six completions?
Oh, the only one that I could possibly think of is his first year at Alabama, maybe. I don't know.
You know, I'm talking when he was a championship quarterback. Because in 19, he was a championship quarterback.
I don't even think Auburn was
that
game.
Oh, gosh, no. No. Joe Burrow, when he was a championship quarterback in 2019, I don't think he had the individual. Like, if you separate it out from the – like, put it in no context at all, drop it into a fishbowl. Did he ever complete only six passes? I don't think so. I don't think he only attempted 15 and a half. I would imagine in a year where you throw for 5,000 yards and win a Heisman, he never went half of a game, not a half where he played, with 92 yards passing. He might have had two picks in a half, but I don't believe it. He might have had two. What did he have last year, like six interceptions, seven maybe? I know he accounted for 60 touchdowns. All right, so 15 games, so he averaged a touchdown a quarter for an entire 15-game season. Every 15 minutes, Joe Burrow's responsible for a touchdown. Not once, not twice, 60 quarters equaled 60 touchdowns. None of those guys have a 6-for-15, 2-interception half. You would have never thought it possible for those guys going into a game. It is possible with Bennett, and it can happen again. And this is no failing on Stetson Bennett's part. Doesn't mean he's a bad kid, bad student, shouldn't be on Scott. Doesn't mean any of that. In fact, I don't even know that it's a negative. Is it a criticism to look at a starting quarterback in college football and go, I don't think you can win a national championship? Because I would do that for the starting quarterback on about 120 out of the 130 teams. I don't think it is a criticism for me to look at Kyle Trask and say, your team can't win a national championship. Not with the defense the way it is. So understand the bar where I have it set. It's awesome he got a third shot and connected with Jermaine Burton in the back of the end zone. It was the third shot, though. Do you know what else championship quarterbacks don't do? They don't miss that kid on first down. They don't miss that kid on second down. When you are in a championship setting, you almost never get that third shot. But that was what it was Saturday night. It was a championship setting. So here's my question. Any other starting quarterback for a team you believe can win the national title, would that guy have missed the receivers before halftime? Dan, give me a team that can win a title this year.
Clemson.
Would Trevor Lawrence have missed those two receivers?
Nope.
Justin Fields?
Nope.
Kellen Mond?
Maybe.
He's Texas household. When you're looking at quarterbacks who can win titles, they don't miss that kid. I said you don't get third chances in championship settings. Most times you don't get a second chance. Trevor, Justin, Mac Jones. Do you think Mac Jones would have? Mac Jones doesn't miss kids 70 yards away. This is no failing on Stetson Bennett's part. Understand the entirety of this. I didn't say bad kid, bad quarterback, no skill. I didn't say any of that. I said, though, the absolute top of the mountain is what is off limits for Stetson Bennett and if he starts the University of Georgia. You won't win a championship if he is the quarterback. That's as far as the evaluation goes. Can you win 8 games? You might win 9. Can you beat Alabama in the SEC title game and then I'll say Clemson and Ohio State? No.
A scripture that I share with couples before marriage is don't let the sun set on your anger because the devil will get a foothold in your life. My paraphrase. And not just couples. Differences exist in any kind of relationship with friends, family, and colleagues. We will all be tempted to lose our cool, but when we do, we need to deal with the situation immediately. Don't let it simmer, making the problem grow even greater. If you've wronged someone, confess your sin first to God and then go to that person. Ask for forgiveness and keep it simple. I was wrong. I'm sorry. No excuses. With excuses, it's no longer an apology. God's word is clear. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. So don't let the sun go down in your anger. Confront it. Confess it. Thankfully, Jesus understands and forgives us. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
Tax Solutions Now is a complimentary referral service that connects callers to companies that provide tax services.
Money matters. If you owe thousands in back taxes to the IRS, how much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I paid less than I owe.
That's right. Money matters. So call Tax Solutions Now and get the IRS off your back. Since 2014, Tax Solutions Now has been a leader in the tax resolution industries. Remove wage garnishments, property liens, fines, and penalties. Qualify for the Fresh Start program or even uncollectible status. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I owed the IRS over $10,000. I paid a fraction of what I owed.
Call now to reduce or even eliminate your back taxes.
I called Tax Solutions Now and got the IRS off my back. Thanks. You saved us a ton of money.
Money matters. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you? Call now and find out.
Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Now more college football talk with the king of college football. It's the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
It's all garbage. It's all poison. Listen. Right now, we need to worry about next week and how we get better this week. And then play them, get ready for Arkansas and play it. And don't worry about the scoreboard, win your space. You can't worry about what y'all say. And I don't mean that in any disrespect to any of y'all. Y'all going to write your story, say what you're going to say. We have to play.
Yeah, he's in the club. I'm going to tell you that was Jimbo Fisher, Texas A&M head coach. I don't have to really say any of that. He's one of those guys. And he is talking about the aftermath. And it lasted a little bit. Do you know what I like in March when we have March Madness? What is it? Is it the 6-11 game? That's the one that everybody looks for the upset? I'm talking when you see a 12 seed, because that's when they start giving like the lowest ranked conferences. Their champions will go there. You won't have an at-large bid go lower than about 10 or 11. When you get to 12, it's like the Northeast and the Colonial champion and, you know, Big Sky and all that other stuff. I love when the University of Oakland, which you may not even realize they're, and they have a basketball team, the University of Missouri, Kansas City, I believe they're the Kangaroos. I love when they beat Indiana in the first round and get to hang out at the tournament for another night. When you play on a Thursday and you're supposed to lose, you know what happens after the game? You get your bag and you go home. When you're, you know, the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and you beat Indiana on that Thursday, you look around and go, hey, we're still at the hotel because we got a game Saturday. I love when the team gets to hang around. You know what Texas A&M has been able to do the past? They've been able to hang around. They get to stay at the hotel another week. They beat Florida, backed it up by going on the road in the conference, which is never easy. And I will go to Vanderbilt. It's not easy. Go to Wake Forest or Georgia. Well, that was easy with Clemson, but it was Clemson. They went on the road in the conference, beat Mississippi State, doubled them up, as a matter of fact. So it got to lad. They got to stay at the hotel again. And now they have a bye week. And then what I'm supposed to say is, hey, then the schedule really opens up. Arkansas, South Carolina? Yeah, I'm not saying that about Arkansas or South Carolina right now. Arkansas more so. And I've told you this, and I'm not splitting hairs. I mean it. It's an almost okay roster. They're a good team, and they're a tough team, and they're bleeding for each other right now. They'll bleed for the coach. They'll bleed for each other.
they're experiencing a little bit, I mean an eyedropper of success, which compared to what's going on for most of those kids the past year, two, three, it's like drinking from the fire hose. That's how much success they're getting right now at all of 2-2. Dan Matthews, how are you today?
Oh, boy, guess what? I have to take Jeremy Pruitt to task again. Remember when I did that last year and I said he might be in over his head? Well, he proved me wrong in that regard. But, Chuck, I think he has trended back towards that direction in terms of what he did over the weekend by getting rid of his defensive line coach and co-defensive coordinator Jimmy Brumbaugh because, you know, we're going to hear all the stories after this, Chuck, of philosophical differences. Maybe they got into it. I don't know. Whatever we're going to hear, we're going to hear. That's just how this news cycle always breaks down. But I'm going to read off a couple of numbers to you really quick. Two interceptions, Jarrett Guarantano. One interception, JT Shrout. Is that Jimmy Brumbaugh's fault? Is that his fault that things didn't go in the direction that they should have gone on Saturday, and that's why they lost 34-7 to Kentucky? The answer is no, it's not. And the reason why I say this is on Jeremy Pruitt is because you have one of the most coveted jobs in the country, even though Tennessee is not Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, any of these other top-tier programs. You still have the pick of the litter when it comes to hiring that position, the defensive line, and giving the responsibility. I put this on Jeremy because obviously he didn't vet Brumbaugh enough to believe that he could be a fit for him. And if he didn't, that's on him much more than it's on Jimmy Brumbaugh. He came in there and was the coach that he thought he could be. And if that's not necessarily what Jeremy Pruitt thought, that's more on him. And I also think that he owed it to the coach to let him finish the season before you shipped him off.
Yeah, you say he had his choice, and Brumbaugh was that choice back in January. It's not like, you know, he's been on the staff for 7 years or he inherited him. Jeremy Pruitt hired Jimmy Brumbaugh just 9 months ago. And so he coached, what, four games, and he gets not only his pay up to this point, but an $800,000 severance as well. That's my understanding of what the severance will be. So, Jimmy, you're right. It's hard to connect those dots. And even the third, well, they gave up 34. Two of them were pick sixes. I told you yesterday, the four-possession stretch where the quarterbacks lost a fumble and threw three interceptions. Two of them went back for scores. He decided the appropriate response was to fire the defensive line coach. There's always context. It's just hard to find it here.
Auto Accident Help Desk is a marketing agency connecting callers with attorneys. Providers pay a fee for advertising services.
I love getting my kids ready and driving them to school.
But a careless driver can change your life in an instant. And insurance companies want to settle on the cheap. Auto Accident Help Desk connects victims with powerful lawyers. They fight for you.
I called Auto Accident Help Desk and got help for my pain and suffering.
Don't let an insurance company take advantage of you. Our attorneys fight and beat big insurance every day.
Call 800-681-5644. 800-681-5644.
If you've been injured in an automobile accident in the last 6 months, you owe it to yourself to make this free call with no obligation. We're available 24/7 to help you get the money you deserve for your pain and suffering. Auto Accident Help Desk helps accident victims like you every day.
Call 800-681-5644. 800-681-5644. That's 800-681-5644.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
It's the most iconic game and arguably the most recognized moment in Georgia history. And this week on UGA 40, Georgia quarterback Buck Ballew takes us down to the sidelines of the 1980 Georgia-Florida game.
50,
Lincoln Scott.
Academy Sports and Outdoors presents UGA 40, presented by Superior Plumbing and Southern Link Wireless. From kickoff to Run Lindsay Run, download episode 5 of UGA 40 at thepodcastpark.com.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Now back to Southern Sports Today and the Chuck Oliver Show.
All week, all year, it's all college football on the Chuck Oliver Show, and I have to complete a statement that I made from yesterday. It was not any sign of disrespect. We're just taking care of the biggest stories out there. And I mentioned on a Monday when we're recapping so many of the great games, the big action, the huge programs from the weekend, I was like, oh, yeah, by the way, do you know what happens this coming weekend? Ohio State plays and Michigan plays and the Big Ten plays. And I said, and the Pac will start in 2 weeks. It's November 7th for them. And I left out Mountain West. They're back out on the field this weekend. San Diego State. And the only reason I saw this is I was watching CBS Sports Channel. I had two of their games. I had the Army game and who, maybe Marshall, that I had recorded. And so I was going back and watching them last night. And that's why I didn't talk about Marshall yesterday. And I saw the promo. I was like, oh, my gosh, San Diego State and UNLV. Woo! And I'm the only person, even like San Diego State fans didn't say it like I did. But they are back this weekend as well. I want to welcome on now the Tuesday staple highlight of the week from College Football Matrix. It is Dave Bartu. Dave, welcome. How are you?
Dude, I'm doing good. Just came out of the mountains again, getting ready for this monster elk hunt. Actually, we're leaving in a week, exactly 1 week. We'll be trying to smoke a big bull out in the Oregon wilderness. So I'm pretty stoked about that. But fired up to finally get some Big Ten football going because I want to see where all of this goes, how all this plays out for playoffs and everything else.
Yeah, we're gonna get into all of this. I want to ask back up though. So like, how long? What is the expedition? Or how many nights? What are you doing?
Okay, so. To give you an idea of the terrain, okay, Eastern Oregon, we set up our base camp this weekend and came out. Base camp is at 5,900 feet. So the highest point in Georgia is, isn't it Brashtown? Okay.
It's supposed to be.
That is at, yeah, that's 4,700 feet. So the highest point that you have in your state.
1,000 feet below your base.
Yeah, it's more than 1,000 feet below the base. That's like a bottom of the canyon. And canyons, the ridges between canyons run between a half a mile and 1.5 miles. So it's 170 acres of wilderness that only 39 guys get to hunt in Oregon each year. I don't even have a tag for it. It's my two buddies that I'm helping. They've been applying for 26 years. My backpack's right. It's packed up. It's ready to go. It's right here in front of me.
All right. So Dave, what I'm hearing.
There's enough.
Sorry. Like in the South, it's getting on the waiting list for master's badges. In the Pacific Northwest, it's getting on the waiting list for an elk license.
That is exactly it, man. That is totally it. Except when you get your master's badge, your trekking backpack doesn't have 8 days worth of meals in it. So,
all right, final question for you. Yeah. If you do thin the population by one, how much edible meat winds up coming off that elk?
That elk, probably big elk, going to be weighing anywhere from 1,000 to 1,200 pound elk. So you're probably talking 350 pounds plus of meat coming off that guy.
And I absolutely know that this makes sure that all the other elk get a chance to have enough food to eat, right?
There's a lot of elk out there. There's a lot of critters out there. My trail cam I left up there in July had wolves on it, had mountain lions on it, had bears on it, bobcat, coyotes, a whole bunch of elk, deer. We're going deep into the wilderness, and I couldn't be more excited to do it, especially since it's going to be snowing when we go up. So it is crazy.
You know what? If Media Days was 8 days, it's the same sort of anticipation, Dave. Let's talk about college football, and I want to go get the DeLorean. Let's go back a month after the disaster, about 6 weeks now. The Labor Day night BYU Navy game. We talked the very next day, and you said, Chuck, I don't even know if you remember. He's like, this is the game with the asterisk beside it. This is the COVID game. This is the game that here is what I know about Ken Niumatalolo has always been true every single season about him. Last night is the asterisk. You know what we see 6 weeks later? Guess who's in first place in the American Athletic Conference? Navy.
Dude, I hope somebody hires that guy, man. I mean, he's been really consistent his whole career there. And for the most part, his teams have played well above the talent that they have and the teams they're playing. So I'll admit, you know, that opening week, I was a little bit shocked, but then we find out these guys really haven't even practiced at all. So, you know, throw that out the door. And like you said, I think, what are they now on, a 3-game winning streak in the AAC?
Yep. And in first place and beating good opponents. I want to stay in the conference there. And I want to talk about Sonny Dykes, because if you can – think back. What did you think about Sonny Dykes maybe 10 years ago? You know, maybe you thought he picked the right father. All right. And that was a thing. That was a thought for some folks. But I think he's actually he's done what you're supposed to when you have a job. You get better over time, I believe. And he's got SMU 5-0.
Yeah, it was a bit of a roller coaster, because when he came out to Cal, it looked like a pretty good hire on paper, maybe not a rock star hire, but shoot, Cal's middle of the road in their division. So your chances are you're not going to get that great football coach, because you know when you're the middle of that road recruiter, there's not a lot of sunshine on the upper end. You know, there's a lot of expectations that usually are falling short. Now at Cal, he was not good. Mm-hmm. Recruiting wasn't good. The results weren't good. He had one good year at Cal, and that was with an NFL quarterback named Jared Goff. And it was still an underperforming year. So his entire time at Cal, I thought it was one big underperform. When SMU reached out and grabbed him, I thought it was a reach. I thought it was more of a, he knows Texas.
He's available.
He's
not
available.
Expensive.
What he's been able to do so far was not on the spreadsheet, was not a predictable outcome. He's done extremely well. He has well outperformed what he has done at Cal and even his previous stops in his career. So I don't know what happened, but somewhere, somehow in there, he's gotten a lot better. The results have gotten better. the efficiency on offense and defense has gotten better. Maybe he's just happier not being in the Power Five. Maybe he's just one of those guys that's really where his comfort level is, whether it's pressure, whether it's recruiting, whether it's location, a combination of all those things. Something came together where Sonny and SMU fit. And you look at the numbers so far this year, you go right straight to that scoring efficiency. No reason not to believe that this team can't keep this up and be there to potentially play Cincinnati for the conference title.
All right. This is all in the past now, so I'm not, really revealing things. Do you remember Trent Miles, the head coach at Georgia State, for a minute?
Trent Miles.
He was before.
Oh, no, I know that name, and I think he was really, really subpar.
That's pretty close to it. But here's the here's the funny thing, though, and this is why I'm asking you about Sonny Dykes, because he got Shane Buechele to come in from Texas. Trent Miles was the head coach at Georgia State from 2013 to 2016. He got hired because of success at Indiana State. I thought, wow, you win with the Sycamores, that's something. I started talking to people behind the scenes. They're like, he got a quarterback transfer from Nebraska or Utah or somewhere. And he's like, and then they just threw the ball and beat all these 1AA athletes with a Division I quarterback. How much do you figure that? Is there an asterisk beside that? Like, is it really Sonny Dykes and he's becoming a new coach, or he went and got the Texas quarterback and he's throwing against AAC secondaries?
Maybe a little bit of both. Maybe a little bit.
Because the quarterback changes everything. Like, Gene Chizik got Cam Newton. He's coach of the year. He doesn't have Cam Newton. He's fired literally 2 years later.
Yeah, wow. That's and it almost feels like it's playing itself out again just like that in the same conference. Anyways.
Wow, that was a shot, by the way, for everybody listening. That was Dave taking a shot at Coach O. Go ahead.
I'm just having fun.
Because Shane Buechele, he's throwing lightning bolts all around the AAC right now. He's completing 70% of his passes, 12 touchdowns, 2 picks.
But on the flip side, though, okay, it's not just offense. It's not 50-49. Okay, the defensive efficiency is good as well. It's balanced football. Okay, it's not one-sided where he's simply running up yards and points and just outscoring teams, like a Big 12 team. He actually is balanced on both sides of the football. So there's probably a little bit of truth in both, getting the right transfer, getting the right coaches. I mean, look at Miami. Do you think that's any different, bringing in King and Lashley, and all of a sudden they're a much, much better team with two guys? So SMU, I agree with you that bringing in that talent could be the difference in where they're at now. But I would also say defensively, the numbers are substantiating that this is a good team on both sides of the football.
All right, we're going to stay in the AAC. They got Navy, they got SMU 5-0, number 16 in America. They got Cincinnati undefeated, number 9 in America. And I know we've talked about Luke Fickell before, but specifically this year's team, you're right, it's not just offense. In fact, it's not really offense. It's the Bearcats defense. It is the style they coach on offense, because Fickell knows what he has on defense. He ain't long for Cincinnati, I have to imagine. If I'm an AD or whomever, and you're talking, and they ask you about Luke Fickell, what are you telling them?
I'm telling them look at the numbers. Okay, is like you just said, it doesn't jump out because this is an offensive oriented time we're in right now. Everybody loves points. Everybody sees this offense is more important. I see great defense is equal to a great offense. They both put pressure on you if you're great. You need to be balanced. And you look at Cincinnati, they don't put up a lot of points, but they're extremely efficient. They run a very slow offense. Their scheme is coached extremely well. So I agree with you from the standpoint it's defensive first kind of thing, and the defense is strength, but the offense is very, very efficient. So I'm actually surprised. I don't know about you. I'm surprised Fickell's name hasn't been thrown around more in the last year or two.
All right.
And that he's still there.
Absolutely. In fact, he had chances after last year, and I think he understood the recruiting class he was putting together, which, like, he finished ahead of 10 Power 5 programs in recruiting rankings, as well as all that talent coming by. I think he thought, I can cash in one more season and then get a much better position. We'll see how that goes. I do want to ask, and this could apply to anybody, but maybe, I don't know, Scott Satterfield or Bronco or whomever, is there going to be in your computer, in your laptop, with all your ones and zeros, is there going to be a 2020 asterisk? Like, that was the guy's been coaching for 14 years, 2020. I'm just throwing it out. It's the one season that doesn't back up every one of the other 14 years.
And it very well could be, right? I mean, and even in a normal year, good, great coaches have down years. You know, that's one of the reasons why we play the games, right? That's why we like to watch it, because there isn't usually a consistency year after year, 10, 11, 12, 13 kind of win season. The thing with 2020, I think it goes both ways. I think if the fans that have coaches that have done well, then everything counts. Oh, hell yeah, we're 8-0. It all counts.
Yeah, that'd be Dodgers, you know, fans.
Right. If you're 1-7, oh no, it's just this is not bad. This is just an asterisk. This didn't happen. So I think 2020 serves as an excuse to go either way. But realistically, how many people said, "Hey, nobody's getting fired in 2020 because
I said
of
it.
COVID." Right, and Jay was gone week one from Southern Miss, so. I think there's going to be asterisks for some guys, and I think you just have to understand the situation. You may have a Satterfield that if there was a lack of – we're seeing now lack of practice time, lack of continuity, lack of personnel. I mean, look at Ole Miss. You know, they're setting Alabama on fire one week, and the next week they're missing 25 guys, and oh my gosh, they couldn't score. Go figure. Yeah, so I think it's team by team, coach by coach, and I think a lot of it's just going to depend on the attitude of the fans. You know, what is the driving emotion that gives a guy an asterisk or not? So with the Scott Satterfield, dude, the guy's proven himself time and time and time and time again, and I don't care what Louisville's record is this year, still think he's one of the best head coaches in college football. But you may not say the same thing for a guy that is struggling to keep people's attention. You know, Gus Malzahn might be tired of it, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's not going to be an asterisk there because people want to use it as a way to make change. So I think you're just going to have to go team by team with how it's treated.
All right, Dave, so when do you go off into the wilderness? Are you going to be with us next Tuesday, or are you going to be trying to track down elk?
Oh, I won't be with you next Tuesday. Let's pre-record.
When do you leave? We'll do this on the air right now. It's my show. We'll handle business on the air. When do you leave?
Right. Yeah, I leave Monday evening. So
you want to take Monday?
Tuesday, but we can do Monday. We can do any time.
All right, I'll tell you what. At this point, I'll let Dan take this over off the air, okay? We'll do that.
There we go.
All right, Dave Bartu from College Football Matrix. We will hear from him in 7 days.
You can do all your banking from the comfort of your home. With SunTrust Advantage Checking, you can get everything you need through our innovative mobile app. Set up balance alerts, transfer money, make deposits, pay bills, or send and receive money with Zelle. Because we believe, now more than ever, banking should be secure and convenient. Go to suntrust.com/advantage to open an account today. Terms and conditions apply. SunTrust, now Truist. Member FDIC.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, our arms are wide open to the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, Space Force, and the DoD. All are welcome to join, whether you're active duty, a veteran, or if you have family who have served. We've always got your six. That's why members earn and save $361 more per year by banking with us. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA. Visit NavyFederal.org. Dollar value based on 2019 study by Navy Federal.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation
on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, Grandma. Can Nina come over for dinner?
Sure. I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma!
If anyone ever does, I want you to say, no, I have too much respect for my family and I don't want to get in trouble.
I promise, Grandma.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Building relationships during recovery from mental and substance use disorders can put the strength of family and community behind you. We're all connected, offering encouragement, support, and hope. Join the Voices for Recovery. Strengthen families and communities.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referrals for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Catch the king of college football no matter where you go with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
We knew that we had to have balance in this game to be successful. I think the balance is the reason that we were successful. We were able to run the ball fairly effectively. Still make some explosive plays passing. And, you know, Mac had another, you know, good day. So it was a really good offensive performance.
Is that what we're calling it? That Mac had a good day? I'm sorry. No, that's wrong. That Mac had another good day, which means he has had good days before. That was Nick Saban on his Zoom press conference. Be careful with Zoom. Zoom press conference yesterday, explaining that Mac had another good day in addition to everything else. This is Mac having another good day. Completed 75% of his passes, 417 yards and 4 touchdowns. Now, he did throw an interception. Wasn't the first possession of the game? He gets hit, ball flies up, and yeah. So he did throw, and he took 3 sacks. Guess what? Even in a game where Alabama puts 41 up and 600 yards or whatever it was, even in a game where all that happens, do you know who the opponent was? A really, maybe the best defense in America. Maybe. I said before the season started that I was suspecting that Alabama would have the best offense in college football this year. There has been nothing to dissuade me from that. Imagine if I would have said that in 2010. After you finished hyperventilating, you would have said, what is best offense in college football about when they're up by 9 in the third quarter, he shuts it down? which is what he could do, because you know what Alabama was doing around 2010, 2011? Do you know what they were doing? They were giving up about 9 points a game. And so if he got up two score, you weren't going to score once. But Saban is responsible. He's uber responsible. And so he'd do the math. When you're down by nine, these guys ain't coming back. Not today. Shut it down. There was a Saturday night in Columbia. They were playing South Carolina, and this might have been Ingram's Heisman year. So what would that be? Was that nine? So 2009? And in the second half, I think they put Ingram in the Wildcat because they were up like 20-7 or something. Dan, you're going to find all this, I know. I think they were up like 20-7 or 20-9 maybe. And they just went Wildcats, like, snap it to the running back. We're not going to throw the ball, because if you throw the ball and it's incomplete, then it'll stop the clock. Do you know what else can happen when you throw the ball? You may score. And we don't want to score, because when you score, the clock stops. When you score, the other team gets the ball. Just shut it down. Just run it. Just run it. And I guess that would have been, who was that? Would that have been McElwain as the OC then? Might have been Nussmeier before he voluntarily left to go to Michigan. That didn't happen, by the way. So, yes, Mac had another good game where he threw for 417 and four touchdowns. Had a passer rating of 219.5. So, I guess if he had another good game, here are the other good games he had. 75% of his passes against Missouri, 249 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. Against Texas A&M. He didn't complete 75% of his passes. It was an off day. He only completed 74.1% of his passes. Loser. 435 yards and another four touchdowns against Ole Miss. 28 of 32. Folks, that's 87.5%. Also for 417 and somehow only two scores, but that's because Najee was being greedy and saying, I'll take that touchdown. He had five, could have had a six, but fumbled on the one. Only fumble of his college career. See, that's what we're talking about. It wasn't another good game. It was a great game. And Saban knows it. And he caught himself there. In fact, David, how long is that clip? Can I hear it again? Because I want to – that part where he's saying – it almost like he starts to apologize a little bit or excuse himself. Let me hear the clip again.
We knew that we had to have balance in this game to be successful. I think the balance is the reason that we were successful. We were able to run the ball fairly effectively, still make some explosive plays passing. And, you know, Mac had another, you know, good day.
So, all right, stop. And Mac had, another good day. We were able to run the ball a little bit. Yeah, you were able to run the ball a little bit. You were. Najee went for 152. Yeah, you were able to run the ball. And you spread it around, and Mac had another good day. And here's the thing that, at least in Saban's mind, he's not being 100%. This is not just 100% all shucks. He sees what they're leaving out there. He sees how much better this offense can still get. And the tough part for everybody else remaining on the schedule is he's right.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429. Paid for by QuickAid.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health insurance for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health insurance for you and your family immediately, starting at just $6 a day. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. That's right, for about $6 a day, you can have guaranteed health insurance. And there's dental, vision, and prescription coverage too. You owe it to yourself and your family to make this free call right now and learn more. There are no deductibles, no waiting period, no contracts, and coverage is guaranteed. Call National Health right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at just $6 a day. Call now.
800-989-6121. 800-989-6121. 800-989-6121. That's 800-989-6121. Paid for by GoHealth.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.